face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Intern, know who this is? Know who this is? Music? Does he? Shocker.
He doesn't know?
He does.
Oh, he does.
Thank God.
All right. You want to guess the team?
Yeah. So, first of all, you
so
have to
let
think
me describe
which...
the video. The player is driving down the road in what appears to be like a Jeep. And top is down, and you can see he's driving in somewhere that's nice and warm, palm trees, as he drives down the
so
road.
So it's California or Florida.
Yep.
We've figured that
out. I don't think that is at all tipping you off, though, because a lot of players go to those spots in the offseason. You used to go to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those days?
Oh, God.
Miami Beach, South Beach. Where the you could do that again. A couple more years, though. 55. Could be down there all year long.
That boutique hotel wasn't that expensive.
No.
It's like stay there a couple nights. That's nice.
Anyway, the player is talking to his phone that's on the dashboard, recording a video of himself about the CBA. What kind of team would be
well allows their players
spoken enough?
Ravens?
It's not the Ravens, but it's a good guess.
Okay, Pittsburgh.
There you go.
Oh,
nailed it.
It's not Hayward. No, wouldn't be Cam Hayward. He's smart.
No,
smart guy.
He's not him. Not Cam Hayward.
All right.
A great time talking to him at the Super Bowl.
We did.
Good dude.
It's not Pouncey, is it?
It is.
It is Pouncey. Damn it, I'm good at this.
You are good at this. Marquise Pouncey posted
player.
This video today of him freaking out. He does not approve of the new deal.
This is a guy that makes a lot of money.
Great graphic here on television on NBC Sports Boston. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Here it is, Marquise Pouncey. What do you got?
Man, this shit is so crazy, man. I vote no. That our NFLPA, the dudes at the top, the leaders, man, that's all bull. That they ain't looking out for the best of the players. And if y'all want my vote, the Pouncey Twins vote no. And if any player on any one of our teams, if y'all hurt for rent money or anything while we go through this lockout, call us. Man, we got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. All the vets on each team, stand the fuck up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't going to let y'all down. Trust and believe. They trying to sign a bull-ass deal just so these sitting there president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
Love it.
That's my center.
Pouncey Brothers vote no. Boom. In your face. You're struggling for rent money? You call the Pouncey Brothers. We'll take care of it.
Boy, they've made a lot of money in their career.
Pouncey Brothers.
He got nice stereo.
NFL Loan Sharks.
Hear that stereo? He got bumping sound too in that Jeep.
Wow, he just served it up to D. Smith and Eric Winston, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys can say you got a deal done. He votes no.
Yeah. Those guys ran tight with Hernandez back in the day.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, minor thing there. Worth noting, though. Yeah. He's out on the deal. I mean, everything that's written today is that it's a foregone conclusion. They only need to get to 50, they got to get to halfway.
Right.
And they'll do it. It's a virtual certainty. What are they basing that on? Like, have they talked to enough players?
It has to be on the union reps that they've talked to.
I get it. They got a 17-14 vote among the reps. So, of the 17 guys who did
vote
for
it. One did not vote.
Right. And one guy checked out. I'd like to know why.
Fell asleep.
Adam Schefter just tweeted something.
Oh, did he?
Whereas Richard Sherman was one of the loudest voices against the proposed CBA last week, Aaron Rodgers was one of the biggest objectors last night. Per sources, Rodgers wanted even more dramatic changes to the off-season program that included more free time for the players.
Oh, what a dick. That guy sucks. He's a quarterback.
I need more time off.
I need more time away from my teammates and my family.
We're not doing more. We hit enough.
He's a weirdo.
We hit on every snap.
Typical Rodgers.
Danica and I are going to enter a soapbox derby because we can't wait to see the look on people's
faces. What's wrong with him?
I'm going to grow a beard. I'm going to wear more weird clothes.
A quarterback.
I need more time. Need more time to ignore my family.
Yeah. My brother's
a
jerk.
Brady wants to skip all the offseason stuff, too, as he's tried to do the last few years.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he'd be as brazen enough to get up in front of the membership and be like, guys, I need my off time and my filling the bucket time mandated. I need this in writing. I don't know that he would be that bold. But Aaron Rodgers is. All these you quarterbacks.
I mean, does play in Green Bay.
You guys show up and wear red jerseys in the training camp practices.
Yeah, see, those guys got to ride their bikes to practice, though. You know, they sit there and the fans have the little bikes and they get.
There are guys out there just beating the bag out of each other in training camp. On the few days they actually hit, now
they don't hit.
They do. They do some. Somebody used to be.
So he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to have to show up and throw in a bubble and sit there.
Give me a break, dude. Team leader, quarterback. You guys get paid the most money in the league. And you're going to get up there and say, no, we can't sign this deal. It doesn't give us enough time off.
Times change, man.
Holy crap.
I remember reporting the first day in March. Parcells would be there with them awful bike shorts he had on with his poopoo gut snapped up to here, and he'd be at the front door. Who's first one in, honey? Let's go. Let's go. Day one. And everybody would be so excited to start day one. It seems like these guys are so miserable now they have to report.
So I would say of the 32 guys who were in the room last night, is that a big enough sample to know what the entire body of NFL players feels right now?
Well, that's the problem, is they let them speak for the team.
Yeah, but now it has to go to the full body.
Right.
So how do you know? How do you know that that's a good enough sample to know that, oh, it's going to get 50%? Union leadership wouldn't do this if... Well, do you know that? What if it comes back 53-47?
See, this is
and you're
problem,
like, oh, it's close, but guess what? It didn't pass.
And what if you're one of the members of the Steelers sitting there? Yeah, Pouncey's pissed, man.
That feels like you know, the more I think about this, this feels like they're putting the cart before the horse.
Pushing it through it, yeah.
In some of these reports.
It does.
Pelissero, Schefter, and others. That's like a...
Schefter's had the cart way above the horse all the whole time.
Good deal. Like, well, how do you know?
Schefter's in with the owners. He's got to be careful here.
Careful why? I mean, what's going to happen?
Misinformation, like the, you know, the stuff with the... You know, over 50% shared revenues. Like, that's, you know, he's better than that. See, they all want to break the story as soon as it comes out.
That's not a story,
it's close. But, well, the second this thing gets through.
Oh, so you mean like it's sucking up to the owners?
Yeah,
to,
yeah, to, yeah. What are you guys hearing?
There's like 17, you know, there's 1,700 guys that are going to vote here. Are 32 players, is that a big enough sample to know what the 1,700 are going to vote? I'm not sure it is.
It's a good question.
Two no's. Pouncey's.
It could go the other way.
Yeah.
You might get 60-40 approve. So I'm not saying it could go either way in that conversation.
But the more and more, like, some of these players start putting these videos out and speaking up, like, some of the young guys will be like, okay, that's Pouncey.
I feel like Marquise Pouncey's a guy who could get some players' attention.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers wants more days off for himself. Marquise Pouncey wants more money for the younger guys. That's a bigger message.
That's a message that will certainly resonate with younger players. Like, oh, he thinks we're getting hosed. We're not getting enough money.
Yeah, I'm fighting for you young guys.
I'm with him.
I was one of them, yeah.
Not only that, it's February. Like, why would any of these players have any urgency right now? They're not locking you out. You're going to show up and go to camp in the summer.
Correct.
You're going to play the season. You're not at risk of losing any game checks right now. You're still going to get paid. What's the urgency? I don't know. I don't know why they're just assuming it's a done deal.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron freaking Rodgers.
He needs
Rodgers.
More days off. Yeah. What?
What a smarmy. Not saying it.
The Patriots are at the combine, as are all the teams in the league, including a lot of head coaches. Many of them have things to say about Tom Brady. Believe it or not, they're talking about Tom Brady. They may even be tampering illegally right now. Huh. We'll play the audio for you from yesterday at the Combine next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's really no different than any other position, but quarterback is the premier position, so you never thought you'd ever see a Brady and a Breeze and all those guys' names be out there. And Drew's not really out there, you know, so... what is door number two? You know, you never know.
Bruce Arians, head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks now. He's talking about Brady.
Door number two. I paid the door.
Door number two.
Hit the phone up.
Yeah. We got Jameis Winston. Door number two is, you know, Breeze, but he's actually going back to his team. It's like Breeze or Brady, which means door number two is Tom Brady.
You know, it is the total contrast to Belichick, meaning Arians and the type of coach he is and how laid back he is. And I remember this from watching that Bruce Arians of Football Life, because they went through all his early years, and he used to have long hair, and he's kind of cool, and he worked with Roethlisberger when he was a rookie.
I'm sorry, can I stop you?
Peyton Manning, yeah.
Bruce Arians has a Football Life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, continue.
It's actually pretty good, because he got away from the game and then he got back into the game. And he talks about, you know, just putting hours in the office. And he goes, yeah, I love my family. He said, what I figured out at the end was, you know, I miss my family. So my staff, I tell them 4 p.m. if we're done for the day, go home. There's no need to be sleeping at the office or that. You know, we're just playing a game. We're calling a game here, you know. And it is the complete opposite of guy with a pencil in his ear on a treadmill, watching film, and it's 6 a.m.
Leaves. We slept here last night.
Slept there last night.
Why? Why'd you go home?
It's just, and that's, would that be intriguing to Brady, or does Brady like the maniacal Belichick?
Bert Breer has told us before that the sleeping at the office, they work so many hours, is the biggest scam in the history of the NFL. And he said coaches will privately tell you, why do you think we're all so good at golfing? Because we're sleeping at the office and working 90 hours a week.
Yeah, but still, there's the Belichicks, there's the Grudens that do grind it, you know?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think it's the norm in the league.
I think it's lessened, yeah. I know Charlie Weiss used to have a cot in his office, smelled like hell. But he used to sleep. He used to jog, get all sweaty, and then sleep on a cot. And we had to go in there and just spray it down before we had a meeting.
So Bruce Arians talks about door number two, Tom Brady. That's door number two. He gets asked about it again when he goes on NFL Network for a sit-down. Here's that.
We have a plan. We're just not telling anybody.
Okay. What else do you need to see or know?
Oh, nothing.
You've made up your mind.
Yeah. We're pretty close. We know what we're going to do, and we still just got to see who else is available, because you have to do your due diligence. You don't really know who's available till the tags come out and all that stuff, if there's a guy really on the market.
Does Jameis know that you know?
No.
Okay. You want to tell? You look at the camera and tell him.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Text him. You've said before about door number two. Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with, like, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there. You don't know what trades might happen. So you really don't know who is behind door number two yet. Then you can make a decision.
Can I try to translate? Jameis is coming back unless there's somebody out there that you might prefer and you think you can get him. If you can get him, whomever that is,
right,
then that is your guy. Am I reading that the right way?
Pretty much it. I mean, okay. We can win with Jameis. There's no doubt about that.
But, I mean, couldn't that be said for every team in the league? Now, I mean,
which team is saying that out loud?
That's pretty blunt.
Which team? Tell me another team that would piss me off if I'm Winston.
And I was the number one pick. And they picked me in the first. That would piss me off. That means you're looking for another guy.
How pissed off is your head coach and your front office that you threw as many picks as touchdowns last year?
That's true. And eight fumbles, 48 turnovers.
This should be a surprise to him?
No, but it's odd that he's going out there saying, you know what, we'd love to land someone like Philip Rivers or Tom Brady.
Here's my question.
Replace Jameis Winston with one of those guys because it's a unique year in which there are big names on the market.
Here's my question. Well, how do you sit there and say, we know what we're going to do?
Well, he knows what their approach is.
Well, then, no, but that means he knows maybe what the dollar amount's going to take, and here's what we've already know we're going to commit if we're going to go get that guy.
For most teams, though, I don't think they're thinking hard.
They have a lot of money.
They're not thinking too long and hard about what it would cost to go get Brady or Rivers. They're not. What is there to think about? We have a shot to get Tom Brady?
Does that mean they're in the mix?
Yep, we'll take that shot.
Does his statement mean they're in the mix?
Well, are they in the mix? They're in the mix to try. I don't know if Brady would consider going to Tampa Bay. Yeah.
I really don't think Tampa's in play. I don't.
So let's get back to this, though. Bruce Arians seems like a really straightforward guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not one to bleep around. Straight shooter.
So his paint story of drinking the paint?
Yeah.
Becomes more believable the more you listen to this guy talk.
Makes me think what his insides look like. Ugh. I had that paint.
If he's tried paint, what else has he tried?
Milk. I had to drink me that milk. Like, after that first sip of paint.
I start drinking paint.
What do you think? It's not milk? You know, lactose intolerant. It's all chalky.
Drinking paint.
Now, you ever get paint in your mouth like when you're painting trim? And
no, I don't. I don't think I ever have.
I was allergic to milk as a child, and my older brother would always get a big glass and drink it in front of me all the time. And Dad was painting the kitchen one day, and I saw that big, creamy white bucket and just grabbed it and started drinking it. And
that is grit personified.
I'm going to have some milk.
I can't even listen to that.
Because now you think it really happened. And he wasn't full of crap.
Because
that's why. Because before we listened to it, we were like, you liar.
I mean, that really
now
is.
Now you listen to it, you're like, oh my God, this guy's for real.
That really personifies grit.
He really drank the paint. He drank it.
I tell you, Beetle, it is surprising that they would say it out loud about their quarterback. I get it. But that guy, Jameis Winston, he's got to know the score. After the money he made last year.
Oh, I'm not talking about that, though. I don't care about him. Announcing that you're going after Tom Brady.
Going after anybody. There's so many guys out there that would be better than what we had last year.
We don't know what's put behind door number
two.
But he's
not saying so many guys. He's saying, if we can get Brady, it's Brady.
Well,
if there's someone out there that we can get,
yeah, we're going to go get him. Otherwise, it's that guy who threw 30 touchdowns to go with 30 interceptions, and we paid $21 million last year. Not going to be paying them that this year, can tell you that. But if there's someone else out there we can spend that money on, we'll go do it. There's a few guys out there who give you a much better performance than that.
Anthony Lynn was asked if he needed a mobile quarterback for his team, the San Diego Chargers of L.A. He was asked if he needed a mobile quarterback. That's all. Not anything specific to Brady. Here's his answer yesterday.
I've heard that too. You know, I prefer a winning quarterback. You don't have to be mobile. I believe that guy in New England won a lot. He's not very mobile.
They've all started their push. I need a guy like Brady.
Is he talking about Grogan?
I need a guy like Brady.
Can we all just, take it at face value now that when you say quarterback, we all think of Tom Brady. Tom Brady's out there. Everybody wants Tom Brady. I'm going to make push to this tampering. I don't know. Tom Brady. Tom Brady, he's not too mobile. You win. I like winning. I like Tom. Thank you.
Anthony Lynn in that video lights up and smiles, grinning ear to ear when he mentions Tom Brady.
He's got
unbelievable.
Well, he's coaching Bosa. They're like, look how fast he gets rid of the football. He's so fast. Like,
on Twitter,
he's at me on the butt.
At Zoan Bertrand has the picture of Anthony Lynn just lit up like a Christmas tree. Just, Brady. Jeez. Like, that's what it is. He's getting excited just thinking about Tom Brady in a Chargers uniform. I don't know what's tampering and what isn't.
Chargers will have the most amount of money. They're going to have the crazy amount.
I don't know what is or what isn't, but I know that Mike Vrabel's being very careful to not talk about.
Well, it should scare the living hell out of you.
Here's Vrabel talking about not Tom Brady, his friend Tom Brady, not the quarterback Tom Brady. He's got a friend named Tom Brady, and even if Phil Perry thinks Tom Brady would be a fit, Mike Vrabel does not want to entertain it.
Why would you say that would be a great fit? I'm just curious.
It's a team that obviously has shown it can win now. There's good offensive weapons there, good offensive line.
We're 9-7. We played a couple good, I know a lot of players in the league. I played 14 years I'm friends with some, and you know, Tom's under contract, so I just was curious why you thought it would be a great fit.
Do you agree?
Do I agree that I know Tom, or am I friends with Tom?
That I know Tom.
You know, I think when you look at players that are still under contract, it's important for us to evaluate each and every position, but understand that there's a time frame to have those conversations.
Do I confirm that I know Tom Brady? What? No. Do you agree? Do you agree that he's a good fit? He would not go near it.
Do you think they've already talked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And he's still being this coy.
Well,
because
that means it's not dead.
He's
right?
So he's that would mean so. He's not dead.
I just think he what you said earlier, Jim. He believes he has a shot to get this done. Yeah. Which means if he believes he has a shot to get Tom Brady, he sure as hell is not going to talk about that before getting Tom Brady.
But if you think they've talked, he thinks that they have a shot to get him after they've talked. That's a distinction. That's good for them.
Don't you think that they have a shot to get him?
I think maybe they touch base.
Yeah, but before I was thinking, he still thinks he has a shot to get him down the road. But then I'm thinking about it. It sounds like they've already talked.
And I think they're legitimately in play.
So if you think you have a shot to get him before you talk is one thing. After you talk, that's another thing.
You know what else is interesting there? He downplays how good his team is.
Yeah.
We're nine and seven. What are you talking about, dude?
We won a couple games.
You were one win away from being in the Super Bowl.
That team got hot.
What are you talking about?
And if they had a quarterback to get in a shootout, they had a shot. Tannehill wasn't the guy.
I think it's more Cam. Yeah, 9-7, and then you steamrolled a couple of teams in the like what? What do you mean?
Like most NFL writers are talking about, they have to franchise Ryan Tannehill. Where you listen to John Robinson talk, it's like, well, he's a nice player. We're very thankful.
Do you want to hear that? I haven't heard that yet. I've read the quotes. I'd like to hear John Robinson on Ryan Tannehill.
Robinson's good, man.
We'll play that for you next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you envision Brian being your starter in 2020?
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, his contract's up. So we'll have those contract negotiations with a lot of our players. And like I said, I want to try to keep as many of those guys on the team as possible. But the 2020 Titans, they're going to look different than the 2019 Titans. That's the way it is. The 2019 Titans look different than the 2018 Titans. There's rookies that come in. There's trades that happen. There's free agency. There's waiver claims. And we told our team that, and they understand that. They're professionals.
Man, again, the message is the same by both Vrabel and John Robinson right there. That's the GM of the Titans. They go right back to the team aspect of it. All questions directed about Ryan Tannehill. Oh, we got a lot of guys that are, you know, expiring contracts, and we'll take care of those contracts at that time. It's a much different tone than what national writers are saying that they need to franchise Ryan Tannehill. At $33 million. That ain't happening. They know they need a quarterback. You listen to Vrabel yesterday. Vrabel's like, Ryan really came into a tough situation and it was good for us. Like past tense. That's not like, hey, Ryan stepped in and really opened our eyes and we got hot because of him. That's more of a Band-Aid. Ryan was more of a Band-Aid, and that was the translation I took. Again, Vrabel, hey, remember, we only won 9 games, 9-7. People forget that. 9-7. One game away from being 8-8. And they had to wait for the Texans to basically shut it down there in that last week to get in. Texans didn't play anybody. That's all they got in. And they beat your ass in wild card weekend here.
How do you feel if you're Ryan Tannehill hearing that? You're like, oh, yeah, these guys don't want me.
I think he would. He'd probably rather hit the market because I think he can make more money on it.
Yeah, he probably thinks he can go somewhere and do something similar. It's like, all right, I may not be the guy, but if something happens to the guy, I can step up and, you know, kind of play hero for a little bit and make my bones that way as opposed to
think about
being
it.
Passed over.
You were unwanted. You know, you're drafted by the Dolphins. They moved in a different direction. And I remember when they went and picked him up, like, that's odd because you have Mariota. But in essence, you're getting the same type of guy. Actually throws better than Mariota. So from his standpoint, he's got to look at it too and say, this is a hell of an opportunity for me. They allowed me to play football and resurrected my career. I'd be more pissed off if I'm Jameis Winston as opposed to him. Because, you know, you're the number one overall pick. You're still there. You threw for 5,000 plus yards. Yeah, you turned it over a ton. That's a lot on you. But they don't look at me like I'm something to work with. There's a reason you throw for that much, too, because you're down in football games. And he had a lot of talent around him. So I don't know if I'm that pissed off from Tannehill. Now, I'm sure he liked playing there, but someone's going to take a flyer on him. I'd take a flyer more on him than Tyrod Taylor. You know, if you're comparing the two like that. Like if you're the Chargers and you're sitting there looking at it, boy, went Tyrod Taylor or went Ryan Tannehill? And Tannehill showed you can move the team a little bit.
In addition to all of this being talked about at the Combine, whether it be the Chargers and Anthony Lynn, Bruce Arians and Tampa Bay, Vrabel and not saying anything about Brady. Meanwhile, John Robinson, the GM, talking about how Tannehill it could probably afford to be replaced. There's also this. This is Oregon State quarterback Jake Luton, who says the Patriots asked him about how he felt about the possibility of replacing Tom Brady. Here's how he answered that question about what did you say when they asked you that.
That's tough. You know, those are big shoes to fill. You know, but for me, you know, I'm a pretty even-keeled guy, and so, you know, I kind of reiterated that. I said, you know, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be prepared as best as I can be, and you know, I've never let any of the outside noise distract me. So I don't think that would be an issue. You know, I bring it every day and prove that I'm a leader, and no matter if it's a high or a low, you know, I'm going to keep doing it every day, and however that pans out, you know, I'm not going to be worried about filling anybody's shoes, but just doing the best that I can do.
Okay, then. But how do you feel about that? The fact that they asked him that. They asked him that about the possibility of coming into the league and, hey, you got to replace Tom Brady. How do you feel about that? Do they mean it sincerely, or are they doing it just to see if they can rattle a young kid? He had a 15-minute meeting with the Patriots, and that was one of the things they asked.
Like, it's more rattle. Like, is the kid going to crap his pants, or is he going to be all right, or he's going to give us a generic hey on me, and all I can do is worry about me and not worry about replacing the guy ahead of me. I think anybody comes in here has to worry about being and replacing Tom Brady because it is a massive amount of pressure. You're expected to win here. Now, the standard's different here. This isn't come here and function and be 8-8 or 6-10 and throw 30 picks, you know, fumble 15 times. You better be ready to go. You better be ready to be coached. McDaniels is still here. Casario, I keep pounding that, you know. You know, so say Brady does go. And I know there's other reports out there, and there's been reports that the Patriots would explore a trade market, trade for a veteran quarterback, whether it's like a Dalton or something. And it's just weird, like that Stafford thing, you know, keeps coming up too, that, you know, there's rumors that he was going to be dealt or there's something going on there. Amendola signs back there. Like, what's that sign? Like, why are you keeping Danny Amendola? What money's there? Like, there's no chance that the Patriots could trade for Stafford and him go to Brady go to Detroit, right? Like, there's no tie-in there. I don't know. The Stafford thing is interesting to me. Because if you say, hey, you gotta go trade for somebody, I would be for trading for Stafford, but you're going to have to give up a ton to get something like that. As opposed to an Andy Dalton type. I don't want Dalton. I don't want those middle-of-the-road type guys. At least Stafford, I think, has got a cannon and can throw it. And I think Josh would be able to coach him up. These are some of the realizations and things you need to start talking about if Brady jumps. If that's what he wants. Right? We don't know.
617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up. But also, the strange story of the Red Sox deciding they want to quarantine one of their players. Not an official government-mandated quarantine.
Eat and run.
A baseball team forced quarantine on one of their prospects from Taiwan. The details of that coming up next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The engineers are here. That's never a good sign.
Choo-choo.
What the hell's going on back there?
Yeah, look at these beauts. Put them on.
Are you guys taking over for Jim at 1 o'clock when he does management duties?
Look at this beaut. Sherman sent you in.
The Three Stooges.
Is that what's going on?
Meeting the customers all night.
Don't you guys have train sets to build downstairs?
Yeah. I don't like it when they look at the equipment with furrowed brows.
Yeah, Zoe's never... Zoe, you still... Give the engineers crap. Those are like the last guys you want to of your bleep to.
Right, Dennis?
Like, those are the guys you always want on your good side, the engineers.
Oh, you can't hear now? Oh, you turn my mic. Put my mic on!
It's not the guy you want to piss off.
Yeah, Dennis is the best.
Dennis and Dan, you don't want to piss those guys off.
Dan's just along for the ride. Just whatever, he falls down. Dennis, don't stop. Dan will run right into your back. Then Josh will run right into his. Where's Josh? He hiding behind a counter somewhere there? If you ain't breaking the balls, you ain't breaking nothing. You know? They know how much we love them.
I don't know that they do.
That took them long enough to fix that FM signal. Remember
there it
the
is.
First couple weeks?
There ago? It is. Can't help himself.
How many days I call
can't
you?
Can't help himself.
When we first started here, how many days in a row did I call you? Like, fix the signal!
Why don't you fix it?
No.
Yeah.
You want me going downstairs, push buttons? I'll push buttons.
Flip some levers.
Yeah. They always get nervous when I got to get in that room. We used to be able to get in the other room in the old place. Wayne would let me in.
Because
there.
They
Wayne,
would leave the door
Wayne
open.
Was cool. Like, come on up.
These guys are smart enough to shut the door.
South African Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
I have so much downloaded on this computer.
Zolak. Come over here and look at me program. Bobby Poole, looking a bit flabby. You need to deadlift, squat, bench press.
You need to take four teaspoons of this, mix it in your coffee in the morning.
Two teaspoons of psyllium husk fiber daily.
Right out. Oh, yeah. When's a boat going to water, Dennis?
Come here. Put this powder in your beverage.
Next week, son.
You're like, what is it?
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Just drink. All right.
Didn't he used to have a girlfriend whose parents were in a cartel?
I would possibly.
He told that story.
Possibly. But here's what I would love Wayne for if he were still here. I'd like to get his take on this. The quarantining of a Red Sox player in his hotel room. Because the Red Sox have a Taiwanese prospect, pitching prospect, who's like, he's 20? He's pretty good. Young player.
Okay. What was the inkling they got that he could potentially be infected?
Chi Young Lu is from Taiwan. Therefore, because Taiwan has 30-plus cases of coronavirus, and apparently because of its proximity to mainland China, that they want him to be put off to the side for a few days. So Chi Young Lu has been put in a hotel in Fort Myers, where they have told him to stay until Saturday.
Well, that's good. Saturday is always the clear date for, like, coronavirus. Like, if you're never going to be infected, like, you know, if it's really never going to come to fruition, Saturday's a good, like, drop-dead date. You know, like, yeah, we'll let you out. So they're keeping him in a hotel. It may have a connected room with a door to where he could be infected to where those germs could go.
However, he's left the room for weight training and other running.
What, you run up and down a hallway? You run outside? Or does he scale down the balcony? Or maybe he has a first floor. Maybe he has a first floor room. And he just climbs out the window and goes running around the parking lot.
20-year-old right-hander from Taiwan,
according to Pete Dame,
is being quarantined in his hotel room to guard against coronavirus. And meanwhile, he's writing on his Facebook page that they are delivering him three meals a day.
Well, three squares.
And he's able to eat. And he's watching in, this is, again, a loose translation, watching information about the team and also reading. He has his notes and his books, and he's learning about the team. They slipped him like a media.
I'd sit there. I'd watch TV all day.
They slipped him like a 2019 media guide under the door.
Would they take his
the Red Sox yearbook, the souvenir yearbook?
They rip his TV out. They say you can't watch TV, but you're going to study the team.
They took a couple books from the bookshelf at David Ortiz's home, and they said, "Oh, he doesn't need these anymore. Yep. Here, give them to the kid." He's currently reading Tony Maserati's book on David.
It's a 4DVD documentary about the living museum that is Fenway Park. Let me out! I'm fine! I'm not sick! Don't make me watch any more of this!
He's forcing Ken Burns' baseball on him.
There's a fine PBS special. I got it as a gift for my last donation. I know you're a young kid, but I want you to watch the Stan Musial documentary. Stan the man, he was a splinter. He had a hell of a swing.
One of the
he almost played in Mexico. There's not many viruses in Mexico yet that they found, but you're going to stay here till Saturday.
One of the books delivered to your room is The Curse of the Bambino. Now, it's written by an intellectually dishonest author. He's not honest about the issues with the team, but you should be up to speed on the history.
Zui Lin. Zui Lin, who's also from Taiwan, got to Fort Myers earlier in the month, and he said that he had been there for a week, and they told him he needed to go back to his apartment. The team told Zui Lin, yeah, you're going to go back to your apartment. He goes, I was fine. I stayed away for a day, and that was it. Zui Lin came right back. I was like, this is stupid. I'm not doing this. But Zui Lin is a guy who's played in the major leagues, so he could probably have a little bit more leeway of telling you to go pound sand. Hey. When you're dealing with a 20-year-old kid who's in a foreign country and is being told you got to sit in your hotel room, he's going to do what he's told.
But quarantine
was like, went home for a day and was like, you know what? This is dumb. I'm coming back.
Quarantine protocol.
You put him in a hot box.
There's no protocol being used here.
That's what I'm saying. Quarantine protocol shouldn't depend on, you know, what your resume looks like. You know, the illness doesn't care.
They shouldn't be quarantined at all.
Some familiarity.
There's nothing that indicates that this person has coronavirus other than they're Asian. That's it.
It's like you're profiling.
That's what they're doing. Like, well, Taiwan's closer to China than the United States. Well, the U.S. has more cases of coronavirus than Taiwan. They do.
Imagine being in the clubhouse,
cases
though,
in this country than walks there are in his country.
Imagine being in the clubhouse when he walks in. You know, and your locker's next. And like, I'll slide away.
But it'd be one thing if it was an actual quarantine. But they're just like, don't come into the clubhouse. Stay back in the hotel. There's no legitimate quarantine activity happening here. He's not separated from anybody else. There are people going to his room to bring him food.
And white box lunches.
He's just sitting.
What do you snack wraps a dunk?
It's so absurd. And then, oh, you know what? You can go out for a run. You can go out for a run.
Climb out your window.
You can go outside at the hotel and do whatever it is you want to do.
Tie your sheets. So,
hey, you want to hit the hotel gym? Feel free. Just don't come to the ballpark.
We told him not to lick any doorknobs. Don't lick any doorknobs.
Doorknob liquor
that your teammates might be using.
Could you imagine that?
Well, it reminds me. I heard
here's what I want to know. Who made the decision to do this? Who made the call?
The same people like Ronnie the limo driver, I heard, is not eating at any Chinese restaurants these days because he feels like that's just one less degree of separation between him and the coronavirus.
Who's Ronnie? Who's Ronnie the limo driver?
He's on Howard. But that's one of his that's one of his protocols that he's instituted. I'm not eating Chinese food until this thing goes away. I mean, meanwhile, 10,000 people died from the flu in this country last year. Somewhere in the upwards of 40 or 50,000 in the 17-18 flu
season. Hardy, we should be concerned about coronavirus coming here. That's a legitimate thing, but it hasn't hit here yet like it's hit other places.
Should you be more concerned than you are about normal flu?
Right now, no.
Right this second,
you should be more, like, for the rest of my day, you should be more concerned about regular flu than coronavirus.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, as a country, I think there's reason to be concerned about, you know, if it happens. here the way it's happened in other places. Sure, that's a much bigger discussion. But it doesn't mean you should be putting the kid from Taiwan in his hotel for 2 weeks. Who the hell are you, Red Sox?
Imagine being a family down there visiting, like, or you're like staying next door. And say,
there are government mandates in place right now to handle this, Hardy.
There's a kid climbing out of his window.
I just went through customs in the airport the other day, and they asked me for one of the questions right away. Have you been in China in the last 14 days? No, I have not. That's then, you know, they direct you to only certain airports right
now. Full body cavity
full search. Screening.
Yep.
If they think you're at risk, this person is not at risk. What?
Red Sox keep this up. Luxury tax is going to be the least of their worries. They're going to have to worry about reparations. They're going to have to worry about writing letters of apology decades from now, apologizing to an entire group of people for their treatment during this time.
Like, what is this?
It's not good.
For all those sleepless nights I've had about Way.
It's just a casual internment camp. It's fine. It's very casual. You're still allowed to go outside and run. Like, what? What are you doing?
That player there, is he Asian? Lock him away.
It's so absurd. Oh, God. What are they doing? This team.
What have they done right yet this year?
They don't do anything right.
They don't do anything right.
At the very least, make sure he drinks an elixir before he goes around the other fellows.
Stupid team. Our real question, though, is what the hell is David Ortiz doing with his estate sale? There's more items listed today. We've got a better understanding of what's inside the house.
Oh, and I have an update on the one book we were talking about earlier.
Oh, an update from Maz in 90 seconds. Nice.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.